leaving the sheriff, Doc, Sonny, and Buddy standing in the road staring after him, the robber is speeding away in Old Tulip, which, as you know, is the sheriff's trusty car. However, the chase is on, and we'll see who wins. Here they are.
Hurry, Taco. Give it all the speed you can.
Oh, boy, look at that fella go. I never knew the sheriff's car could travel so fast.
Ain't good for nothing, Scatterwag, to pull in a stunt like that, pretending he was hurting and stealing Old True Love.
Yeah, and us feeling so sorry for him and trying to help him.
Yeah, what about me carrying him to that car so careful-like and all the time he was faking?
Well, you'd better quit talking about it, Charco, and put your mind on that wheel if you expect to catch up with him.
Yeah, he's almost out of sight, isn't he? Well, now, there he goes around that car. Come on, faster, Charco, faster.
Hey.
We're gaining on him.
Stop him. Stop him in the name of the law.
I know how you can stop him, Sheriff. Shoot out his tires.
Yep, in G-Hot Fed. You think I'm crazy? What do you think I want to do? Shoot out my own tires? Say, don't you know they wouldn't be fitting to use?
Well, heck, it's better to ruin your tires and get back your car, isn't it? And at the rate he's driving now, you may never catch up with him.
Yes, but we're gaining on him.
Drive faster, Charco, faster.
Look, Sheriff, he's slowing down. Maybe something's wrong with your car.
Poor old True Love, she ain't never been treated this way before. She just can't stand it.
He is slowing down. He's heading for the bridge. Look, he keeps zigzagging from one side of the road to the other. Oh, boy, he almost hit that car.
Gosh, he must be drunk. Look, he sideswiped that lady's car. She's lost control of it. Old True Love is going over in the ditch.
Poor old True Love.
There it goes. Now you've got him, Sheriff. The thief can't get away now. Yes, he can. Look, he's jumped out of the car and he's starting to run.
All right, halt in the name of the law. Stop for a finger full of lead. Stop right there.
He's stopping.
Pull up alongside of him, Charcoal. There, we got him. Now,
put up your hands, put him high in the air, and keep him there, or I'll shoot you down.
Doc, you see if he's got a gun. Charcoal, you get that rope out of my car and tie it through up to the truck and pull it out of the ditch. While I keep this pesky automobile thief covered with my gun.
We'll help you, Charco.
You may have to tow us to town, Charco. More than likely, poor old True Love won't be able to make it now.
Hey, come on, buddy. I got the rope tied around the axle. Now help me draw it tight.
Okay.
Come on.
Pull a little more.
Okay, the rope's tied. All right, Charco, pull True Love back up on the road.
Easy now, Charco. Don't break the rope. Now, come on. Give it some gas. That's good. Once more now, give it all the gas you can. That's fine. It's coming out. It's coming out of the ditch. Good. That's
got it.
Come
on, Astro. Go get back on the highway.
Safe on the road again, Sheriff.
Put your blights to your charcoal. Now, crawl in that car, you sneak thief. I'm going to take you to the jailhouse.
Stop at this first village ahead of us, charcoal.
You see that sign? It says city limits of Pecora. We're coming into Pecora.
Yeah, well, where is the town? If we're inside the city limits, I think we ought to be able to see the city.
You can't see it now. It's hiding behind that big tree.
Oh.
I wonder what made Betty come to a town like this.
Well, the poor child was looking for work. And I suppose someone told her she could find a job here.
Oh, gosh, I can hardly wait to see her. Won't she be happy when we walk in on her and tell her about the fortune that's been left her?
Hi, Doc. Is this it?
Yep. This is the city of Pecora, Sheriff. And there's the main street just ahead of us.
Yeah, see it. Better stop your truck up here, Peace, and ask somebody where that street is that Miss Betty lives on.
Oh, see, that's a good idea. Well, there's a little boy. Let's stop and ask him where Locust Street is.
All right. Hey, boy. Boy. Yes, you. Come here a minute, will you? Do you live here in Pecora?
I live here.
Well, can you tell us where 225 Locust Street is?
Locust Street? No, I ain't never heard of Locust Street.
Are you sure you don't know where Locust Street is?
Well, sure I'm sure, because there ain't no such street as Locust Street in this here town.
Well, Dad, do you think we've made a mistake? Maybe Betty meant that we'd find her on Locust Street in some other town.
Well, no, don't you see, Buddy? The letter is mailed from Pecora.
Yeah, that's right. There's the postmark, Pecora. Oh, this little boy doesn't know. There must be a Locust Street here.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take old True Love and drive up one street and down t'other and see if I can find it. I'll make the whole town. Won't take more than 5 minutes to drive all over it.
Well, hey, can't we go with you, Sheriff?
Nope, I think you better drive up a piece and park the truck on the main square. Maybe you can pick up a few dollars selling medicine. Enough to pay for your gasoline and oil to come in here anyway.
But, Sheriff, we want to find Betty first. We're anxious to see her. She's ill and alone.
Yeah, jump in G-Hot Fetch. You can't find her no quicker than I can. I go up one street and down t'other till I find Locust Street, if there is such a street. And then I'll come back here and take you to it. I don't want to take this here fella to the lockup.
Well, hey, this girl
comes that little boy back again.
Hey, mister. You remember you asked me if I knew where Locust Street is, and I told you I didn't know.
Yes? What about it?
Oh, well, this here's my brother, Lim. And he don't know neither. what are you doing with that piano up there?
Well, we play it when we put on our shows.
Shows? Is this here our show, Troopy?
Yes. Say, Dad, I'll bet these people never saw a medicine show or a truck like this in all their lives. Look at them stare at us. I'll bet when we start playing the Calliope, they'll all run in the house and lock their doors. Don't they ever have a circus or show here, Dad?
No, this town is too small for a circus.
Well, I'll bet this show will be a treat to them then. Start up the Calliope, Charcoal. I'm anxious to see the expression on their faces when they hear it.
And now, folks, I want to talk to you for a minute. Come in real close to the little stage here. Nothing will hurt you. And you'll hear something that you'll never forget. We're going to give you a free show. Yes, sir, all free. It won't cost you a cent. Music, songs, jokes, and... Well, well, Mr. Jones, I didn't know you lived here. How are you feeling?
Not too well, Doc. I'm all stove up with the rheumatic.
Rheumatism, eh? Then you're just the fellow I'm looking for. I've got the very thing right here to make your rheumatism disappear like magic. Yes, sir, one bottle of Dr. Legree's tonic and toner, and you'll feel like a new man. And now, would you folks like to hear a song from one of these little boys?
Hey, what's the matter with you, Rasmus? Boy, what you cutting up so for?
Oh, I ain't misbehaving, Sambo.
Well, tell us all about it.
No one to talk with, oh, I'm a sell. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. I know for certain I want a love. I'm through with flirting. It's just you I'm thinking of. Hey, Mr. Haven, I'm saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere. Why do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late. Don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you.
Hey, Miss Doc, I just come from the drugstore over there, and a colored girl was talking to the doctor about her little boy what had a cold.
Mm-hmm.
She said, Doctor, does you want my little boy to have another one of them mustard blasters?
Mustard blasters?
Yes. And the doctor said, yes, I think he'd better have another one. And then Donna said, well, doctor, little Mose wants to know, can he have a slice of ham with it? He says it's awful hard to eat that mustard blaster all by itself.
And now, folks, my little playmate Sambo will tell you all about that certain heavenly thing.
They took the moonlight out of the skies and put the moonlight right in your eyes. Like a June night, you're a heavenly thing. They took the fragrance out of the dew and sprinkled roses all over you. Like a garden, you're a heavenly thing. They made a clinging vine. Your embrace, stars that shine, light your face to combine everything. On your lips they put a breath of spring, and then they finished, call it a day. They took the model, threw it away. Like an angel, you're a heavenly thing.
Here, Doc, I found the place where Miss Betty is.
Well, is Betty there?
Well, he ain't been inside yet to come back to tell you the news. Hey, crawl in the car, boys, and let's go. It's just around the corner.
All right.
Come on, get in, Sonny. Watch your step.
Well, how did you find the place, Sheriff?
Well, I asked a fella up the street, and he told me it was Lotus Street, L-O-T-U-S. It ain't Locust. That's why the boy didn't recognize the name. You see, there's a house right there, the second one from the corner.
What, that old shack? Why, they wouldn't live in a place like that.
Why, look, there's a sign on the porch. Mrs. Murphy's boarding house.
Well, the quickest way to find out if Betty is here is to knock on the door. Sonny, you go ahead and knock.
All right. I hear somebody coming. Maybe it's Mrs. Murphy.
Well, you don't have to knock the door down. You seen me a-coming, didn't you? Now that I'm here, what do you want?
Well, I'm Sheriff Ebenezer Velvetbottom, and I'm looking for a little gal named Betty Legree.
Oh, so you're looking for her, too. Well, for what? Did she beat you out of your board bill, same as she did me?
No, I ain't looking for her for no board bill. I come to find her. Is she here?
Well, she was here, but she ain't here now. She took sick and I put her out.
What? You put her out when she was sick?
Sure, and I did that. I ain't running no hospital. Besides, she didn't have no money to pay her board. And this ain't no charity house. I'm a widow woman, and I ain't in business for me help.
What do you mean she didn't have money to pay her board? Why, she's got $50,000.
$50,000? Sure, you're dreaming, or you're looking for the wrong girl. This one didn't have 50 cents, and I'm holding her suitcase and clothes for the night's lodging.
Hey, we got a letter from Miss Betty, and she told us we'd find her at this address. She's a Harris. She's selling to $50,000, and this year's her father. We've come to tell her about it.
$50,000, you say? Oh, well, the little darling. Sure, and I always said she looked like a girl that had money, but I thought she was trying to beat me out of the board money. Maybe I was a bit too quick with me tongue.
Now you listen to me. I'm Sheriff Ebenezer Velvetbottom, and I'm here to find this gal. We got a letter from her saying she was sick, and you know she was sick when you turned her out. I'm holding you responsible for her, and you'd better get busy and find her, or I'll have the law on you for turning the invalid out into the street.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Turning our poor homeless little girl into the street because she didn't have a dollar to pay for her lodging.
Yeah, what if you had a daughter who was sick and somebody turned her out into the street?
Now, Miss Murphy, you listen to me. I'm going to give you just 1 hour to find that gal and bring her back here. And if you don't do it, I'll put you in jail. Now, you get busy on that air telephone and call up everybody you know and try to find her. And remember, I'm giving you 1 hour. And if she ain't here by that time, to jail you go.
One hour isn't much time, and the sheriff really sounds like he means business. Will Mrs. Murphy be successful in locating Betty? At any rate, Sonny and Buddy are on the right trail. We'll know the results when we hear our next episode. Don't forget, tune in on the adventures of Sonny and Buddy.